Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Life with Monica Matthews. Somebody's got to say it.
Okay, I have a new acronym for you guys because, you know, we live in the world of acronyms. Language has been so bastardized that we're down to simply assigning letters of the alphabet to human beings. Something I love if you followed me for any length of time at all. And those folks are at it again. So what's new? We have the GNPP. What does that stand for? Gender neutral period products. Why is this important for you to know? Some of you guys are like, oh God, I'm not listening to this. You need to listen because someone in your family is going to come home with some type of confusion about their sexuality. It is going to happen. Mark it down. How do I know that for sure? Because it is pervasive. It is a spiritual issue taking hold of the entire world. But I'm going to deal with our country because that's where I vote and that's where I live. Okay. And more than likely you do too. Now, this is coming from a story in the Daily Wire saying that transgender activists force. I'm going to emphasize that word again because that's the purpose in this podcast. Transgender activists force menstrual products brand Always to remove, quote, woman symbol from packaging. Always, a brand of menstrual products, has been forced to scrub the woman symbol off their packaging in response, more like a reaction, to a coordinated effort by transgender activists to punish the brand for discrimination against transgender individuals. The Daily Mail reports that the Procter & Gamble-owned brand caved to a, that's a great word, caved to a boycott campaign that began when transgender activists noticed that Always placed the Venus symbol, which is a circle with a plus sign or cross beneath it, universally recognized as the sign for the female gender, on the wrappers of some of its sanitary products. A trans activist using the pseudonym Melly Boom had tweeted in July asking Always why it was imperative to have the sign on their sanitary products. According to the Daily Mail, the tweet said there are non-binary and trans folks who still need to use your products too, you know. Let me back this up. A trans activist, as in one, a singular person, one human being forced a capitalistic company to cave to the demands of men who want to be female but aren't and are offended that you would exclude or not include their confusion symbol on sanitary products. I honestly believe we should come up with a confused symbol. That's what we should do because that's what this really is. And I'm a person that calls things as I see it. I call things exactly as they are. So this is confusion. So you need to create a symbol of confusion so that everyone knows what exactly Procter & Gamble has caved to. Right? They were all clear. Ostensibly, Melly Boom is referring to female-to-male transgender individuals who may identify as a different gender but who do not undergo surgical or medical transition, which would make them theoretically male but with a male-female productive system and monthly periods. Some social media users also claim, hold on to your britches, boys, some social media users, sounds so official, also claim that transgender females can have period-like symptoms once a month. Now, I just want to know, is this kind of like when I was pregnant and my husband gained like 20 pounds and we laughed because he, you know, he felt kind of nauseous with me in the morning. You know, we're just so connected. And you are actually spiritually, you're like considered one and all, right? And we share DNA at this point. We have a baby inside of us with mutual DNA growing. Is that kind of like that? Like, do you want to be a woman so bad that you can force your body into psychosomatic cramps? Do your breasts lactate because you want to be a mother and you're actually a man? Does that really happen? Where does it end? A high-profile transgender activist named Ben Saunders also pestered Always in June after the release of a documentary about Saunders' transition from female to male. So this is a female who has now transitioned to male, okay, but biologically born as a female. The Always team replied directly to Saunders after making their decision, telling Saunders that, quote, "We are glad to inform you that as of December, we will use a wrapper design without the feminine symbol," end quote. The brand's public relations team added that the change will come in late 2019 and that gender-neutral period products would hit the stores in January of 2020. Now, I have giggled my way through this podcast because it is, if you don't laugh at some level, for those of you who see this for what it is, it becomes so grievous that you can't contain it. But here's my point in this podcast, which was my point whenever I retweeted it. This is like a cultural rape that we continue to lie there for. Isn't that vile? Isn't that violent? And you're listening to a rape victim. So I don't say that, or overcomer rather, but so I don't say that lightly. I don't say that without my own connections to something that violent. I want you to get that in your head. And then I want you to make it a point of action for you and your family that if one person who lives in confusion can alter the trajectory of an entire corporation based on guilt and shame and confusion to hijack all of society to say amen to a narrative of confusion, I want you to get really clear about what your responsibility is in this matter. We have more power than we think we do, and that does not have to include or involve hating on people who are confused. That is very important to distinguish. You can practice sanity without completely ostracizing, demonizing, and hating on people who live in an absolute world of confusion. It is imperative that you stand for decency and order and what's natural and what is godly, what was intended for creation, if you want to maintain any level of sanity in this country. You can follow me on Twitter, Monica On Air Talk, MonicaMatthews.com. You can subscribe to my podcast on iTunes and have your friends subscribe as well. I also receive your Dear Monica letters at Monica@MonicaMatthews.com. Thank you for listening. I love you guys. Be kind to others, beginning in your own mirror. And remember, if you're an American, act like one.